This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Both U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are speaking hopefully of the likelihood of an agreement to raise the government's debt limit and avert an economically chaotic federal default. Yet House Republicans are pushing debt ceiling talks to the brink as they left town Thursday for a long Memorial Day recess. It's a display of risky political bravado. They're just days out from a potentially devastating debt default if Congress fails to act to raise the borrowing limit. Both the sides are still meeting, and President Biden said he and McCarthy have been speaking continuously as well. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is working to push past an embarrassing beginning to his presidential campaign. The Republican outlined an aggressive travel schedule Thursday and announced he had raised $8.2 million in the 24 hours since entering the race. His team insists they remain well-funded and well-positioned for a long fight ahead. Still, DeSantis faced nagging questions about his rocky rollout during a conservative media tour. The 44-year-old governor formally launched his campaign Wednesday during an online conversation with Twitter CEO Elon Musk, but the audio stream crashed repeatedly. DeSantis' allies privately acknowledged that the situation was an unwelcome distraction, and there is still broad sense that the announcement snafu will have limited long-term political consequences. Lawmakers in several states are looking to loosen child labor laws, even as the federal government cracks down on surging violations in at least 10 states. Legislators have proposed letting children work longer hours and in more hazardous occupations as a fix for labor shortages. This is VOA News. The European Union's top diplomat said in Havana on Thursday that the 27-member bloc remains Cuba's top trade partner despite U.S. sanctions on the communist-run island. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell, during his first public appearance on a four-day trip to Cuba, told a group of local entrepreneurs that the European Union was also the second largest source of tourists to Cuba behind Canada. Cuba says the U.S. sanctions have contributed to its recent drive to increase commercial and trade ties with Russia. Russia has also faced sanctions from both the United States and the European Union following its invasion of Ukraine last year. Cuba has said Russia is not responsible for the Ukraine conflict. It blames the United States instead. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says European allies are developing a coordinated program to train Ukrainian forces on the F-16 fighter jet, but Pentagon leaders warned that it will be a costly and complex task and won't be a magic solution to the war. Austin says that allies recognize that in addition to training, Ukraine will also need to be able to sustain and maintain the aircraft and have enough munitions. And he says that the air defense systems are still the weapons that Ukraine needs most in the broader effort to control airspace. The founder of the extremist group, the Proud Boys, Stuart Rhodes, was sentenced to 18 years in prison for a seditious conspiracy in the Capitol riot. AP correspondent Ed Donahue with more.
Announcing the sentence, Federal District Judge Ahmed Mehta described Rhodes as a continued threat to the country and democracy. Edward Tarpley Jr. is Rhodes' attorney.
We don't think he's a threat to society. We don't think that at all. And, you know, absolutely he has a right to free speech.
18 years is the longest sentence handed down so far in a Capitol riot case. Tarpley says there's no way Rhodes was a leader of what happened at the Capitol.
He was just a convenient target. The Oath Keepers were a convenient target. The DOJ looked at them and said, oh, here are the scapegoats of what happened on January 6th.
Rhodes calls himself a political prisoner. Judge Mehta told Rhodes the moment he is released, whenever that may be, he will be ready to take up arms against his government. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.